Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Shkimin Lesliches. I think it's quite interesting. I don't know. I can't interpret, I can't understand, I can't analyze it. But it's definitely very extraordinary that the halacha with regards to today in Shulchan Aruch, first day Sliches, Shulchan Aruch says, Mashkimim Lesliches, we have to get up early for Sliches. Halacha, one should get up tafka early, right? As opposed to saying slichas by night. Although the period that we say is b'moitza yoy menucha, which seems to imply that one should say the first night slichas by night. B'moitza yoy menucha, Sunday morning is not called moitza yoy menucha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman had a serious problem with it. He really didn't like it. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says mashkimin leslichas, we get up early for slichas. And it's very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch will be learning tonight. In Siman Resh Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel starts with the words. Mashkim Abayka. Is that interesting? Shulchan Aruch in two places speaks of Mashkim Abayka. In Siman Resh Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel. So in a few other places, also Shulchan Aruch speaks about waking up early. But it's quite quite an interesting point that also. Today's Shulchan Aruch is a Mashkim Abayka. Is that interesting? Yeah, Mashkim Neslich is Mashkim Abayka. Pardon? Must be indeed. Must be. Okay. Now, tonight's Seif is one of the most used dinim on Shabbos with regards to Chazara in the kitchen. He's one of the most, probably one of the most widest discussed seifim in the Shabbos kitchen. And it's probably one of the most widest misunderstood seifim as well, probably. There's a fascinating bialoch over here, and there's a Mishnah Berurah also which needs to be understood. And there's a wide machlokes, achronim, Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Chazanish. It's very interesting. So let us go through this, and let's gain clarity in this halach over here. Okay, so Amashki Beboika. Somebody wakes up in the morning, and he notices that his dish is burning. It's about to burn. So he's got this cholent, and the cholent flavor woke him up. The aroma was a tiny bit too strong. And he went from his, he smelt it, and he goes down, and he says, no, actually, it's shtickle burning now. And he's afraid, and he's pretty afraid about his cholent. We all know what Shabbos looks like without a cholent. And therefore, he's quite concerned about it burning any further. So now, what can he do? So, Yochel Asir, he can remove it. He can take an old pot. Now, ignore the fact that it's old. It's not critical. He can take a pot. Kedera, Yishono, Rekonis. Please do note the word Rekonis, an empty pot. He can take an empty pot now, which is an old pot, an empty pot. Al Pi Akira, he puts it on the fire. And then Yosim Akdeiro, he puts his the pot, the saucepan, Shatavshel Besoicha, which the dish is inside it, Halgabe Akdeiro Akikonis, on top of the empty pot. Vizori should be careful, Shal Yosim Akdeiro Yisrael Halgabe Kaka. As he does so, he should ensure that the pot should not be placed on the floor, Mamash, Vishtiro Sachas, and he should also be piping hot as he puts it on the, on top on the saucepan, the empty saucepan. Fikpanis Masha Noegin Leokel Afim Nitnol Gabekakan, the Bidyabon can be made on this latter point. Okay, Rabbi said, Shulchan Aruch says the following halacha. Shulchan Aruch teaches us the following. If you've got, this is a fire which is not good for Ketuma. That's how we're going to learn now. It's a fire which is not good for Ketuma. It's a Kira, which is not good for and not Ketuma. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about good for Ketuma, which means that it's not good for not Kotum. Okay, and it was placed, why was it on the fire in the first place? Because it was Mushul Kol Tzorkoi. Any issues about Mushul Kol Tzorkoi on the fire? Any issues? Friday night, Mushul Kol Tzorkoi on the fire, any issues? No Kufu Ketuma? Naftali, any problems with it? No problems with it, it's fine, it's Mutal Lechatchila. Now, he had right now, on Shabbos morning, he was cooking over Friday night. Shabbos morning, he wakes up, and he says, Oivei, what's happening to my cholent? He sees that it's about to get burnt. He's on his way to shul, and he said it's going to be however fast it ovens, in whichever minyan he chaps, besides midday, 7 o'clock in United. That could be different.
That could be different. But on the conventional circumstances, this chon is going to get burnt by the time he gets home. So, what does he do? Shulchan Aruch says, it's an etzah, not all is lost. Not all is lost. He should have bitachon. And besides that, he should also take an empty pot from the side, reikonis, empty pot, ignore the fact that it's yeshana, that it's been used, it's an empty pot, and he places it on the fire. And now, when the empty pot is on the fire, he should take the one that he should take the cholent, the kteroso, he should take it and place it on top. He ensures that all the conditions of chazor are fulfilled. So he must show that it is hot when he puts it, and he must ensure that it is that rachsoi, mustn't make it or put it on the floor, mustn't place it on the floor, right? Then all the conditions of chazor are fulfilled, and then he's allowed to put it on the top sauce. But that's what he's allowed to do. Okay, this halacha makes sense, Rabbi Yisai. He puts the saucepan also on the kira, and he puts that on top of the saucepan.
He's raising it,
that's right.
It's upside down.
Well, I'm not saying upside down, but it could be it is. I'm not saying it is upside down or not. I'm not commenting on that. I'm just saying that it's on top of the pot. It's fine. It's fine. All makes sense. That's all I'm doing, yeah.
Basically making it
now. Oh, so Rabbi Kagan says, it's perfectly, I can totally understand this. This Shulchan Aruch makes tons of sense. Because what we've got over here is a person who actually, there's a person who's actually making the fire, Gor V'Kotum, on Shabbos. Because the way, what is it? This is not Gor V'Kotum fire. This is a burning fire on Shabbos. I can't physically do a grief for Ketumah. I can't physically on Shabbos remove the coals. I can't on Shabbos cover the coals. It's all Isur D'Oraisa. But what I can do, an alternative option, Chonoch is Mechalash over here. You know what? We can do a Gor V'Kotum on Shabbos in an alternative way. And that alternative way on Shabbos is by putting a pot on the fire on Shabbos. Now, by placing the cholent on top of that, it's sort of a Gor V'Kotum. You've established a Gor V'Kotum in alternative way on Shabbos. You're putting the cholent on top, and Shalom Al Yisrael, and everything will be all right. That's how Rabbi Kagan understands Shulchan Aruch, and many Achorim go in the same way. So, it makes a lot of sense, this. Because that will explain... Pardon? Because... how else can I do Chazor? I won't be able to do Chazor if it's not Gor V'Kotum. Right. Pardon? It's not going to burn now. That's his agenda. His agenda is that it's not going to be... He wants it warm, but he doesn't want it to be burning anymore. And that's going to help. Okay. Now. I want to just point out something before I forget. It's a very zeitic point that Dovot study, but it still needs to be mentioned, because Shulchan Aruch mentions, what's this thing about Yeshana, that it's an old pot? Who cares if it's old or new? What's the difference? So that's for a really, really zeitic point. And the reason for that, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nayin Tes explains, is actually the Rishon who speak in great detail about this. But it's Shulchan Aruch Sifkot Nayin, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nayin Tes says, Aval Yeshana old. Aval Chadasha also. What's wrong if it's new? What would be wrong if it's a new pot? Once it's a brand new pot, freshly bought and toiled. Aval Chadasha also. If it's brand new, it's also why. The Mislam Ben Adi Achoyim, that it will get, there's a word for it in English, that by heating it up, it gets... V'nasis kligmur al ideze. To finish off the manufacturing process of a pot, it needs to go through proper heat. So the way it works is that it's melted and formed and shaped, and then it's cooled down, and then afterwards it needs once more again, it needs to be heated up. What's that called?
Hardening
and tempering. Thank you very much. So that's the process over here, the hardening and tempering process. And that's where it needs to go once again. So if this would be a new pot that hasn't gone through this hardening and tempering process, you'd be doing the hardening and tempering on Shabbos, which is also, you don't have to do that, because you're making it to a proper finished kli on Shabbos, which is melacha of tikkumone. So therefore, but however, if it has been used before, then it's fine. That's why Kedei Shalom means, it doesn't mean that it's old, it means been used once. So there's a completely different reason why I can't use a brand new pot. Because if it's a brand new pot, then what? You're going to be doing kicking money on Shabbos.
Does say in the name of Achronim that the Kedesh Shelonu with our pots, that it's completely finished and completed through the manufacturing process already. When you buy it, when you purchase it, when you acquire a pot, it's totally fine already.
It could be maybe lenient. I once investigated a year or two ago. I want to investigate as to whether that's true or not true. Rabbi Yisai. Now pots nowadays, you buy a sultan pot. Is that what they're called? Yeah, sultan pot. What are they called? Yeah, sultan. If you buy the pots, is there still a problem of not using them first time on Shabbos or not? Yeah, what do you think? Pardon? They're already made, but it's still something happening the first time you put in it. No, so apparently, the people I spoke to, they say that. They go through various stages throughout the manufacturing process, and it's totally not. His lamam shkedeir shalom of the Mishneh Berurah, and there's no shaila, and it's fine. Okay, so that's in terms of Yishona, that just make sure that Shulchan Aruch says that the pot that you're putting over there should be a pot which has been used before. Now, why does the pot need to be an empty pot? What happens if it's full? Very good, says the Mishneh Berurah, if you've gotten pay. And Moshulas and Mishneh Berurah says, "Reconis the im yebo tafshil if there's a tafshil inside it, also la simal kir machmaso kufa. And if there's a tafshil inside it, if it's not an empty pot and it's a full pot, forget about chazor. You're going to be doing bishul over here. So by placing a full pot onto the fire on Shabbos, you're going to be over on bishul and again we're talking about not gufa or kotum. You're going to be doing chazor as well on Shabbos Beisa. So bishul and chazor, certainly that's why it has to be an empty pot. So there's not a loch about empty. It's just that it has to be something feasible. And if it's not empty, you're going to be over on bishul. Make sense? So there's no intrinsic rule about emptiness. It's just that otherwise you're going to be doing bishul. Now, Mishneh Berurah Kotan Pe Aleph says al pi akiro dehavele kekiro guf vektuma, because when you're placing when you're putting the pot there, as Rabbi Kagan says, by placing the pot, you're making goof of a ketuma. Shari Kedero says, same as it's piakiro, because ultimately, this pot is so same, it covers up the kira, the hole, the entrance of the kira. Mimela muta achlosim ola kedero, shatav shul besoichon, therefore, consequently, it's permitted afterwards to put the kedero on top of it. So the chiddush of this. So you can ask me a question now. So what's the chiddush? Obviously, you're allowed to do chazorah on Shabbos on a guf of ketuma with all the conditions of chazorah. So what's the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch? Hamashkim baboyka. If you wake up on Shabbos morning, you're allowed to do chazorah shkoyach. Obviously, you know I'm allowed to do chazorah on Shabbos. So what's the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch? Very good, absolutely. So the Achronim explain that the Chiddush is a very important Chiddush, that you're allowed to make the fine to a, that this is also considered making Guf for Kotum. Well, until now, we learned all the grief for Ketima that we've been talking until now is removing and pushing away the coals that was before Shabbos. Who says you're allowed to make the fire into a Guf for Kotum fire on Shabbos? Now, I've got Chikava way of making a Guf for Kotum. You've got an interesting way of making Guf for Kotum by putting a pot there. It's a big chiddush over here. It's a chiddush in dinei grief v'ketima that it works and you can do it. Very big chiddush. Pardon? What melacha? You're not actually touching the fire. All you're doing is you're putting a pot on top of the fire. Yeah, but it seems that that's not havara. Yeah. Now the Mishneh Berurah brings over here a chiddush which is quoted in the Achronim with regards to the hot plate. Look at the next line of the Mishneh Berurah. I'm skipping a few. Lefize wa din gam betum shalom sheish betoicho. Yeah, no, I'm not skipping anything. First white line. Lefize wa din similarly gam betanurim shalom sheish betoicho. When you've got a fire with an oven, gam ken similarly shorim. It is permitted little nemalo hakam mazibo shalatanu. So this is Mishneh Berurah and the following. You're allowed to put a board on top of the fire. Kivin she mazibo mafsi bin akidera veinu esh. Because if you put, you've got a fire on Shabbos itself, you have to put a board on top of the fire on the tanu. That's considered fine. And then you put a pot on top. That's still considered grief v'ketima. That's fine.
Isa. And that Maril is widely quoted. Maril overhauls. Tzorch lafzik sham halamaziv beiz eitz oidaf leikera v'yosem akadero aleo chenmash besev sim remo. Mishdibur says
that one second here. No. It doesn't always work. The Maril says, okay, again, slowly. The Mishnebura says initially that the Achronim say you can put any board on top of the fire and that's considered good for Ketumah. Like we're seeing that the pot is good enough. Similarly, also any board they are putting on top, any board is fine and sufficient that would be considered good for Ketumah. You're allowed to do after Chazor on it. But then he says, the Maril holds that actually may not be good enough. He says that it needs to be a proper hefsek be'ezeh eitz oidaf lehekeira. There needs to be something which is lehekeira, that's the key word. Something which is recognizable, that when you're doing that now, you're not doing a mice of cooking anymore. Lehekeira, look at the word lehekeira. Fiyosim kaderale, it can't just be a random board that is often used for the cooking process. Often when you have that tunnel, when you have that fire, put something on top just to keep that distance and the heat and the... No, that's not good enough. That will not be qualified as a grief victim. It will only be considered a grief victim if you've got a daf ke'etz le'keira, something recognizable that is not the normal thing of doing when you're cooking. Rabbosai, says Reb Moshe. Not Reb Moshe, sorry, says the Chazanish. Chazanish and other Achronim want to claim. They looked at the hot plate, which started to be manufactured in the 1960s, maybe. I think Moshe is talking about 1960s. Maybe it was before that. And certainly 1970s. And look at the hot plate and say, Moira ve'raboisai, a hot plate is definitely not an item which is a hecker that you're not cooking. One second. It's something which is feasible also for a cooking purpose. And therefore, they want to say, I'm not talking about a blech, I'm talking about a hot plate, so they want a tainer. Maybe a hot plate, not only that, I'm saying, maybe it's not good enough. Who said that's a grief victim? You're going to tell me that there's no fire, but it's like a you've covered the fire with something? He says, that's according to the Maril, that's not good enough. You don't have a recognizable daf oi eitz, recognizable board that makes it ois. Cooking place. It's not recognizable when you're cooking there. He's actually pretty. Pardon? Oh, 1 second. Very good. 1 second. Yeah. Very good. So these are all tainas against this well. So I want to say that there are people that not only. There are people who are reluctant, so there are machmirim who don't like the hot plate because of this maril. This must be stated. There is yidden who hold that a hot plate, a conventional hot plate, which are manufactured nowadays, which are really strong, and you can fry an egg on them. Have you ever tried it? No, apparently somebody can mamash fry. Have you tried to fry an egg? When mom is not looking, maybe. Have a go. So apparently you can fry an egg on it, and Ellie, have you tried frying an egg? Never try. So I don't leave it, but apparently you can. You can cook on it. So therefore, someone at time according to Maril, you have got over here. It's not sufficient hekera that it's not a cooking place. It's not sufficient hekera, and therefore according to the Maril, Mishnebura paskins like the Maril. It's not a foreign chitter. It's Maril is paskins in Mishnebura that the Arpois came old that the health plate is not sufficient. Of a guruf uktuma, and therefore it doesn't qualify as guruf uktuma, and therefore you're not allowed to do chazor on a hot plate. Good, 1 second. I'm going to get to the tinfoil. So that's that. Now many poets can disagree, and I think that it's probably true to say that the meaning is to do chazor on a hot plate. I think it's true to say. No, everybody does chazor on a plate. Yeah, I think everybody does. Cowans? You don't know? Ask mommy next time you see her. You put the challah back on the hot plate? No. Only, you just have the, you don't do any chazor onto the, you have a hot plate, what do you use the hot plate for? You don't put anything back afterwards? Yeah. Okay, fine, so maybe you're just machmir, could be. Yeah. Maybe you're not, maybe you are, I don't know. So, the ayin who are machmir, and now the ones who are mekel, they say, and that's probably the minik, or oilam, unless you can make you can do a chazor on a hot plate, because they say either like Rabbi Frankel Tainus, that it could very well be that it's intrinsically, initially not something that you can do, that is ogzir of Shema Chate Begcholim. We've spoken extensively about Kashuk Vova. Kashuk Vova is a hetzer, that's something that you cannot do, chitui with, something he is not shaykh to the chitui with, his kashuk vava. So it could be it's not gufa ktuma taka, but it's kashuk vava, which is even more lenient. Do you remember kashuk vava? It's like straw. Something which you cannot do chitui with. You can't. There's no knob. There's no heat. And it's something which you cannot, there's no way you can increase or decrease the heat unless you're switching it off altogether. And therefore it can be qualified as a kashuk vava, which is even more lenient than gufa ktuma. And therefore, it's permitted to do a chazor on that. That's what some poskim hold. Many poskim hold like that. Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman also were very much in line with that, and they felt that it's something which you can certainly do chazor with. Now, right, that's that. Is what? I don't know exactly. I've heard about them, but I don't exactly know how they would be qualified. I've never actually seen them. I heard about them. What do you, Tina? So would you, Tina, it's Korov Kotum or Kashuk Vava, or what would you? Where would he qualify? If it's got a dial, it's a problem. Yeah, if that's the case, then it's going to be a problem. You can't call it kashuk vava. They do. To return also. Well, they couldn't have been there since Friday night. They couldn't have been there since Friday. You put it on Friday. Okay. Then it's probably just you're probably it's like it's, it could be qualified as something which isn't which is yeah so they're probably not doing chazar on it. It's mevushal kol tzarkoi, so just like chumra you need go for katum. That's all you need. It doesn't really need to be go for katum, and that's probably all it is. Now I'm not going to get into that now, but everything we've learned now. It teaches us. So we've learned now. Shulchan Aruch tells us a mashkim beboika. Somebody wakes up and he takes and he wakes up and if he's concerned about his challen to get burnt, what is he allowed to do? Take another saucepan and put that one on top. Okay, what does that seem to tell us in terms of putting something on top of a pot? He's not putting it inside. He's putting it on top. One second. No, he's taking out the dinin chazal is mutter because all dinin biyodoi kuf uktuma or dinin resachas no al gabe karka. So what? Think about your Shabbos meal. What does that? What does that teach us? Tishul chanoch over here. Do you ever have an upside down pot? You don't have any upside down pots. Anybody use a hot plate for? What do you do? And then what? And then. Is that a chazor that you're doing? Was it there before? From the fridge. So you've got a cash over here. We all know that we sometimes put an upside down pot. We put food on Shabbos. But now looking at this Shulchan Aruch over here, upside down pot, you put from the fridge. Not chazorah. There's a big difference between chazorah and from the fridge. Chazorah means it was there before Shabbos and you left it there. And now you're returning it. Chazorah, you're returning it onto the fire. Fridge is no chazora. Fridge is something else. Fridge is called nesin alechatchila. To put it alechatchila, it was not there on Friday night. Shabbos morning, you're putting it on the fire. Nesin alechatchila is also mit rabbono. So why are you allowed to do it? What's pshat? Why? How can you do nesin alechatchila? We're learning of in Shulchan Aruch. The only way you can put some food on top of the pot is if it's a chazora, with the conditions of chazora fulfilled. Shulchan Aruch says, V'izoye, you should be careful. Shaloye al gabe karka, shiroi sachas, hoitenu biyotai, is one of the conditions. So chazor is permitted on an upside down pot. But you're not allowed to do an esnele chatchile.
You said putting on the side, close to the heat
source. Okay. Okay. Rabbi smicha is permitted, but not. Okay. Rabbi said this question we will not answer now. This is a critical question on Shulchan Aruch here, and that's the bialocha. That's Shimon Shin Yud Ches. That's the Tzlach, who discusses that, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, and the Prima Godim, and the Mishnah Berurah, and that will be addressed, Be'ezer Hashem, Yisboach Shemoy, tomorrow. I wish you all a very good evening.